USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is preparing to order the release of up to 1 million barrels of oil per day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in an effort to control prices that have spiked astronomically. The move will empty one half of our reserves with no plans in place to resupply the emergency reserves. Russia continues to bombard Kyiv overnight. Mayor Vladislav Atroshenko was on CNN this morning.
Since the promises made by the Russian delegation about reducing the intensity of strikes on Kyiv and Chernihiv, we have actually been observing an increase in the intensity of shelling and mortar attacks.
The Biden administration continues to hate on President Trump after 45 reached out to Russian President Putin to release condemning information on Hunter Biden's shady business dealings in that part of the world. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Heavy weather is expected today, including tornadoes that could sprout up along the eastern United States from Florida to New York. Be on the lookout. A talk show host is in more legal hot water.
The man behind the right-wing media company InfoWars, Alex Jones, was declared to be in contempt of court, according to a Connecticut judge. He was ordered to pay $25,000 per weekday for every day he refuses to submit a deposition. Jones was sued by several family members whose children were killed in a 2012 Connecticut shooting. A judge ruled in mid-November that he's liable for damages for defaming the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre by calling them actors and the shooting a hoax. The judge didn't believe claims by Jones's lawyer that he was unable to attend the depositions on multiple occasions because of an illness. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
A fast-erupting sunspot just hurled out a huge flare. The sun activity, officially known as AR-2975, sent out a powerful X-class flare that has already created a temporary blackout in shortwave radio signals in the Americas. More solar flare energy is expected to hit Earth throughout Thursday. As misinformation coming from mainstream media claiming the Hunter Biden laptop with incriminating evidence against the Biden family was Russian misinformation, the news networks are now backtracking that it's been revealed as authentic. Documents verified as authentic show the Biden family receiving tens of millions of dollars from Communist China. Tony Bobulinski held a press conference just before the 2020 general election, and unfortunately you were probably blocked from seeing the statement.
In late 2015, I was approached by James Gillier, whom I had known for many years, about joining him in a deal which he said would involve the Chinese state-owned enterprise, CFC China Energy, and what he called one of the most prominent families in the United States. I was informed first by Gillier, and then by Hunter Biden, and by Rob Walker, who was working with the Bidens, that the Bidens wanted to form a new entity with CFC, which was to invest in infrastructure, real estate, and technology in the U.S. and around the world. And the entity would initially be capitalized with $10 million and then grow to billions of dollars of investment capital.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.